Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go get me.
That's a matter of section with our anthem, Small Business Owners. Even when times get tough and you've had enough, I know what you do, small business owners. You still try. And that's the reason I call that our anthem. They didn't know it. They didn't call it that. But I call that song our small business anthem. Because no matter what, against all odds, my friends, you're all in. Against all odds, small business owners are all in. Cliff Inico knows about that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Cliff's our guest. Cliff is the author of the new book, The Crowdfunding Handbook, which I encourage you to check out. Also, all his eBay books and work that he does. Succeedinginyourbusiness.com, right, Cliffy?
You betcha. That's the website.
So check it out. His blog is excellent. You're going to want to follow that. You'll thank me later. Cliff, we're talking about year-end stuff. Any more tax planning?
Yeah, there's two things specifically you want to do, and then there's a heads-up for next year, which I do want to get to. There are two deductions that technically are expiring at the end of this year, and we don't know if they're going to be renewed for next year. They've been renewed the last few years, but with the new administration coming in, we don't know what's going to happen. So I just want to remind your listeners about this. And number one, this is for people who have IRAs and who are older than 70 and a half years old.
Hmm.
In other words, older than us.
Older than dirt.
Right. If you're
getting younger every day.
Exactly, Jim. What's that song on the radio? We're never growing older.
That's right.
You know, that's it. But at the end of this year, if you have an IRA, either a regular or a Roth IRA, you can contribute up to $100,000 to a qualified charity. And if you do it by year end, it's not only an exclusion from your income, but it's a credit against the required distributions that you're required to take
Wow.
from your IRA. This is a good tax break. If you want to be charitably minded, this is the year to do it. The only rule is that the condition is that the transfer must be done before December 31st. So if this is a possibility for you, if you're over 70 and a half and you have an IRA, either a regular or a Roth, look into doing this now, because one thing that is that might possibly happen next year is that they may put a cap on charitable distributions for people who make over a certain level of income. They're talking about
right.
that, just like they do for medical expenses.
Isn't that an Obama vestige, though? Isn't that an Obama vestige that may go away?
Yeah, and I don't know what's going to happen with it, Jim. I have to be honest. Nobody really knows.
It doesn't sound like a Trump philosophy to me.
It isn't Trump philosophy, but, you know, they're talking about lowering taxes for upper-income people, and when they do that, I mean, you remember 1986 where Reagan, same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Thing,
oh, they did some things I never would have thought they would have done.
Well, exactly right. What
they put the syndication business out of business.
Right. They lowered the tax rates, but then they cut away certain deductions, so it kind of evened out. And for most small business owners, the charitable contribution is a pretty big target.
Well, right? I can see where for certain people, they could use that money. They don't necessarily need distributions from their 401k. I mean from their IRA, but they have to, or they'll be penalized. And if they took the money anyway and gave it away, wouldn't it serve the same purpose?
It would serve the same purpose, but it wouldn't be an exclusion from income. It would be a deduction, which is a difference. The exclusion
okay.
from income is a bigger deal. It gives you a much bigger benefit.
I see. Okay.
Tax return. That's the difference, and this is all very technical stuff.
Right.
Same thing for tuition, by the way. If you're thinking about taking a software coding class, you want to learn to design mobile apps or something like that, now's the time to sign up for the classes. If you sign up for a class now that's going to begin any time between now and March, you can deduct the tuition now in December for this year up to $4,000.
Hmm.
So that's a little thing. These are things that.
Totally disconnected from the IRA thing, right? This is
totally disconnected from the IRA.
So if I wanted to take a class to retool myself,
right?
I can sign up in December. I don't have to pay the money yet.
You have to pay the money now.
Okay.
You do, but the class doesn't have to start for another 3 or 4 months.
Okay, I see. Would that be like a college course? Could that be a college semester or something like that?
Could be a college course.
I didn't think that was deductible. Is that deductible?
That is deductible, yes. That is deductible, up to $4,000. For most people. And if you really make a lot of money, it's only
$2,000. When did tuition become deductible?
This was something that they did last year, Jim.
Because it didn't used to be, did it?
Didn't used to be, no. Well, it always, the answer is it depends. It used to be deductible for something that was related to your profession.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. If it was a career development. I get that.
Continuing
education, CEUs.
Right. If I wanted to learn to code software or do something radically different than what I do for a living, then that wasn't deductible. That was considered training for a new position.
Right.
But obviously now with people trying to retool themselves with the economy and
all
that stuff, they're liberalizing that a little bit. They're making it easier for folks to deduct classes for things that will help them prepare.
So you're worried that the education deduction might go away next year?
I just don't. Well, no one knows what Trump's going to do. Jim, that's the honest truth.
I know.
No one knows. I don't know. My crystal ball is no clearer than anyone
else. It got murky with Trump. All right, I got about 45 seconds. Last one.
Okay, here's what it is. This is very important. Very important. If you have a corporation or an LLC for your business, the filing deadlines next year have flipped. It used to be that if you had a C-Corp, you had to file by March 15th.
Yep.
If you had an LLC, you had to file your 1065 by April 15th.
Right.
The deadlines have flipped this year.
Huh.
If you have an LLC, the tax return is due March 15th. If you have a C-Corporation, it's due on April 18th.
Wow. What about S-Corp? What about S-Corps? Are they the same?
S-Corps are considered are part of corporations, so they also have an April 15th deadline.
So S-Corps went to April.
S-Corps went to April. That's
Wow. That's bizarre. That's a weird. Those are weird dates, aren't they?
They just totally flip-flop it to make the IRS's workload easier.
But I don't understand the LLC thing. Take a quick break, folks, and talk about this some more.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.